We are watching not only your world, but all of the countries in your world. All of them in their own way are undergoing a similar challenge to the one you are having now. This is a time in which you are really being asked to choose. And we do not mean that only politically, but every day you are being asked to choose between judgment and forgiveness. You are being asked to choose loving kindness instead of blame. You are being asked to choose light instead of darkness. And that is something that is going on for all of you. When we say personally, it is really not so personal because it is happening all over the world. But sometimes when we say to ourselves, what can I do? We do not realize that that is what we can do. We can consciously every day make those choices. There was a time when in your world it was considered weak to make those choices. The choice of loving kindness meant that you were not strong enough, that you were not determined enough. And now, as time is going along here, you are going to see that loving kindness is the strongest choice you can ever make, because you do not always feel like extending loving kindness. And when you do that anyway, you are making a strong choice and strengthening a great part of yourself. So when this is happening, we want to be really cognizant that beside putting your energy into the things that are good, which is a wonderful thing, you also want to be putting energy in these choices. And when we become adept at them, we actually are building the kind of energy that can save us from the choice that was made in this last election, in that last time. So it is important to remember. Now, we have spoken to you before about perfectionism, which is fear-based and very difficult for you, and loving excellence, which is love-based and is very good for you. And these are the kind of choices that we are looking at now. In other words, someone could be loving and kind and weak. That is a possibility. But you can also be loving, kind, and very strong. And that is the choice we want to make, even when it is difficult. That choice will strengthen you. And it will keep you on your path, and it will draw you closer to what you are going to be creating in the not-so-distant future. So we do not mean to be stressing this, but there is nothing right now that is more important. But do remember that whenever you decide to practice a spiritual principle like loving kindness, it can come from one direction or the other. You may have known people who would define themselves as being in loving kindness, but they are collapsed. There is no strength in it. It is like giving up. And what do you think is produced when you try to do loving kindness that way? Let us help you. It is rage. That will produce rage, because loving kindness belongs with strength. It does not belong with collapse. So as we go through the different things that we are accentuating and learning and moving forward with in our lives, let us always remember to consider the angle from which we are approaching that thing. And There are other things, of course, that are like that, and we are going to mention one large one here, and that is love. Love is sometimes expressed from this place of, oh, feel free to take advantage of me. After all, I love you, and that makes anything that you choose to do all right. That is not a good position. That also will produce rage, because it is not in balance. It is not at its core moving in the way that it was intended to move. And with love on the other side, you have very many manifestations of it. When it is used correctly, the term tough love is not a bad thing, because it is love that teaches. It is love that makes boundaries. It is love that produces safety. And there is nothing weak about any of that. So as you choose the thing you are going to work with, remember to check for its source so that you are sourcing how you are growing and what you are doing from the right place. Mother God is not weak. Mother God is an incredible power when we are only beginning to acknowledge and understand. And it has loving kindness, that power, and it has beauty, and it has abundance and strength, but none of it is collapsed. And so as we move forward, we want to pay special attention to how we are sourcing what we are doing. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a warm rain from heaven, washing away the world, any part of it that might have caught in your field. Let it be washed away. And open your crown and let that warm rain fall inside, opening your crown to receive, washing your third eye so that your intuitive powers are clear and strong. Feel that warm rain wash away anything critical you might have said to yourself, anything punishing. Let that all wash away. Feel that rain flow into your heart and nourish the beautiful garden that you carry there. Feel the warm rain fall into your solar plexus, and let the warm rain begin to displace the hard emotions, the ones that have been making struggle for you. Let the rain wash those away. Feel the warm rain fall into your second center. And let the warm rain wash away any shame or judgment that might have caught in that center. Let the warm rain flow down through your body and into the root. And wash away any fear of creating that might live there. Feel that fear washed away from your body, away from your energy field. Now feel that there is a circle of protective energy around you. And know that this energy is here to soften anything that you may be dealing with in the week to come. That it will keep the harshness out, but let the joy in. And know that your teachers are providing this for you and holding it for you. Now feel the golden light of the universe begin to pour into your open crown. Let that loving, powerful energy lighten your thoughts, strengthen your third eye, flow into your communication center, flow across your shoulders and down your back, to take away any burden you might be carrying. Let the energy flow down through your arms and your hands. Down through your trunk for healing. Down through your legs and into your feet for support and wisdom. And let that energy extend, but know that that energy too is protected by the field around you, so that what is good can come in, and what is not is blocked. Move into your heart center, into the beauty of the garden you have grown. And drink from the water in your garden, wherever it might be. And if you wish to rest in that water, do that at this time. Let it flow away anything that you do not wish to carry forward. Now move back into your heart center. And see that there is a play of light in your heart, like the northern lights. See that moving light in your heart. And feel its power to soothe and to invigorate, and to make peaceful. And from the center of the northern lights, see that the universe is sending you a gift. Rest the mind. Know your gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.